The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 18th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Manasanam sahasreshu. Sahasreshu, many times, thousands, many times. That means out of millions and trillions of persons. Many times thousand means 100,000 makes 1 lakh. 100 times lakhs makes 1 crore. Similarly, 100,000 of crores, billions and trillions, unlimited. First of all, manusha. Manusha means man. So, to get this human form of life, one has to wait for many, many millions of years, according to evolutionary process. Asitiṃ caturāṃ caiva lakkhāṃ sthāṃ jīva jāti. In the Padma Purāṇa, the evolution theory is described. That is taken away by Darwin, and in a perverted way he has described Darwin's theory of evolution. But that is not very scientific, although it is going on as scientific. But evolution theory is fact. Not that all of a sudden you get this body of human being, no. Tatha dehantaram prapti, after death, there is another body, dehantara. Just like in this life also, we get dehantara, another body, from baby's body to child's body to boy's body to youth's body, from youth's body to old man's body. Then after old man's body, why not another body? But the rascals, they do not believe transmigration of the soul. It is very quite reasonable. After changing so many bodies, I have come to this old body. So what after this old body? There must be somebody. It is quite reasonable. But these rascals have no brain to understand that there is life after death. Big professors in European countries, they do not believe transmigration of the soul. So manushana, out of the, there are many kinds of men also. Just like kirato hunandra puninda pukkasa bhiro sumbha javana khasadaya. The Africans, the Mongolians, the Huns, there are so many. We know so many types of human beings. Out of that, a few who are known as aliens, they are the best type of human being. And out of the aliens, those who are followers of the Vedic principle, they are the best. But those who are following the Vedic principle, they say that we are Vedic or followers of the Varnasam Dharma. In common sense, they call Hindu. But actually, they say so, they do not follow the principles. They do not follow them. They act against the Vedic principles. Therefore it is said that even though one gets this human form of life, after many, many millions of years, the living soul, Still, there are so many divisions in the human form of life. Therefore it is said, manusyanam sahasreshu. Out of many millions of human beings, kaschit jatati siddhaye. Siddhaye, siddhaye means to get the spiritual power or spiritual rejuvenation. That is called siddhi. Mukti, mukti, siddhi. There are three kinds of activities going on in the human society. Some people are karmis. They enjoy life, or they want to enjoy life by working hard. Enjoyment means ahara nidra bhaya maithun. To eat very nicely and to sleep very nicely, to enjoy sex life very nicely, and to make defense force. This is called enjoyment, material enjoyment. If I am secure by defense force, and if I have got good bank balance, if I have got a very nice, beautiful wife, and if I eat sumptuously to the satisfaction of my tongue, I think I am very much successful. But that is not success. Success is a different thing. This is called bhukti, material enjoyment. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. When one is fed up with this hard working for material enjoyment and get little sense above material enjoyment, get little sense for spiritual understanding that we have discussed yesterday. Jnanam tiham savijnanam, that is knowledge. To work hard like an ass for sense gratification, that is not siddhi. Siddhi is different thing. Siddhi means to understand the spiritual identification and work for it. That is called siddhi. So, the attempt for such thing is called mukti, to get rid of the material entanglement. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. There are three stages. So, siddhi means when one understands his spiritual identity and tries to make his life perfect on that platform, that is called siddhi. Otherwise, bhukti, mukti. So, in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, the bhukti, mukti, siddhi kami shakali asant. So long one is on the platform of bhukti, mukti and siddhi, he is restless. He is working because he is desiring. Siddhi is specially meant for the yogis. The yogis, they want to play wonderful magic. Anima, lagima, prapti, siddhi, visita, bhushita. There are eight kinds of yoga siddhis. That kind of siddhi is not recommended here. Siddhi means to understand one's spiritual identity and work for it. That is called siddhi. So manusyanam sahasreshu, who knows it? There is no such education. Therefore Krishna says, manusyanam sahasreshu. Out of million, million persons, one tries for this siddhi, perfection of life, to understand spiritual identity and to work for it. That is called siddhi. And jatatam api siddhyanam, one who has attained siddhi and trying for it, further progress, out of them millions of such persons, one can understand what is Krishna. We cannot understand Krishna so easily. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not understandable by ordinary persons up to the stage of Siddhi. But, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that one can understand me by the process of bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Javan jaschami tattat. Here it is said, manushyanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddhaye. Jatatam vi siddhyana kasti man betti tattat. Tattata means true. Simply, superficially, to know Krishna, just like in the English dictionary, it is said, Krishna is mentioned in the dictionary, a Hindu god. So what does he know about Krishna, Hindu god? There are Hindu gods, many. According to our Hindu conception, there are 33 crores of demigods, chief of which is Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Surya and Ganapati. Chiefly they worship. In the Hindu world, they worship, somebody worship Vishnu, somebody worship Shiva, somebody worship Brahma, somebody worship the sun. Just like the Parsis, they worship the sun. I think I am right. So, they also can be concluded as Hindus. And actually, they came from Persia when there was Mohammedan disturbance. They fled from their country and came to India. That is the history. These five gods are specially recommended and worshipped. So Krishna is considered in the Vishnu category. Therefore, in the English dictionary, it is said as one of the gods. They are under the conception, foreigners, that Hindus, they have got many gods. But actually that is not fact. There are many gods means, that's like godly. Because they are servants of Krishna. Just like in royal palace, even the servants are dressed with royal garments. Similarly, the chief servants of Krishna, like Indra, Chandra, Surya is also servant. Chandra, that is also servant. Indra is also servant. As it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, jasyagya bhramati sambhritakala chakro. The sun, so powerful god. The sun, we see the sun planet, but within the sun planet, there is the sun god, whose name is mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita, Vibhashyam. Just like you know your president's name, Mr. Nixon. Similarly, we know who is the predominating deity in the sun planet. How we know? We know from Bhagavad Gita. Vibhashan manavipraho. Vibhashan, the president or the predominating deity in the sun planet is called Vibhashan. His son is Manu. And from Manu, the Manusha. Manu, Manusha means was coming from Manu. The human race has come from the Manu. Therefore, the Vedic followers, they follow the principles of codes of Manu Sanghita. Manu Sangha is the law, Hindu law, is still accepted, although they have made many amendments. But it is not to be amended. Just like the Manu Sanghita, there is no divorce. Now our Hindu laws, they have amended. Divorce is allowed. That is not according to Manu Sanghita. So there are different kinds of men. Now, out of many such millions and trillions different kinds of men in the human form of life, some may attain to achieve success of life. What is that success of life? Success of life to understand his spiritual identity. At the present moment, being conditioned by the material nature, every man is working under the impression that I am this body. I am Indian because I got this body from India. I am American, I got this body from America. All bodily concept of life. Or I am Hindu because I am born of a Hindu family. I am Christian because I am born of a Christian family. These are all bodily identification. When one goes above the bodily identification, that is called Siddhi. This is the explanation of Siddhi. In the bodily platform, nobody can attain perfection. He is animal. Those who are in the bodily concept of life, those who are thinking that I am Indian, I am American, I am African, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddhist, they are all animals. They are not human beings. Because bodily concept. In the Shastra says, jashyatu buddhi kunapi tidhatuke sadhik kalatra adishubhavama ijyadhi jatitha buddhi salile natarhiche saeva gokhara. Gokhara, go means cow, and khara means ass. So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they are no better than the cows and the asses. This is the Shastra's verdict. So modern civilization, everyone, mostly, they are under the bodily concept of life and they are fighting like animals because that is animal life. Therefore, Krishna instructs at the end that you Hindus, Muslims, Christians, this, that, kindly kick out all these concepts of religion. Sarva dharman parityajya. Because that is not religion. This is bodily concept of life. The business of ass and cows. So you give up this business. Sarva dharman parityajya. Krishna says in the beginning, dharma sangasthapana thaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I come down just to re-establish the principles of religion. What is that religion? Not this Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. Those who are thinking that we are preaching Hindu religion. No. We are not preaching Hindu religion. Therefore, while registering the association, I purposely kept this name, Krishna consciousness. Neither Hindu religion, nor Christian religion, nor Buddhist religion. Krishna does not belong to any sect. Those who are thinking that you are sectarian, they are wrong. Because Krishna does not belong to any sect. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-joneshu sambhavanti murtayaja. Jonesu, not only human society. Joni means forms of life or species of life. Sarva-joneshu. So, the forms of life are 8,400,000 forms of life. Jalajanamulakhani thavara lakhavimsati. 900,000 species of life in the water. Who knows that? But Krishna knows. Krishna, because he is the father, Krishna says, sarva-joneshu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja tasan mahajjani brahma aham bija padabhita. Krishna has given birth to the aquatics, to the trees, to the plants, to the birds, to the beasts, to the human being, to the demigods, everyone, sarva-joneshu, including everyone. So how Krishna consciousness can be sectarian? Just like our men went to consult about taxation, they are considering that this is sectarian, Krishna. This is not sectarian. Where is sectarian? Krishna says, sarva-joneshu. not only international, universal. Sahib can be sectarian for everyone. Otherwise, how everyone outside India, they are accepting this Krishna consciousness, if it is sectarian? It is not sectarian. Krishna consciousness, Krishna himself says that I am the father of all forms of life. How Krishna can be sectarian? There is no reason to say that it is sectarian. Therefore it is said that somebody thinking that Krishna is Hindu god, somebody is thinking Krishna is born in India, therefore he is Indian. Krishna took birth in the family of Jodhu dynasty, therefore he is Kshatriya. Krishna played as a cowherd's boy in Vrindavan, therefore he is a Vaishya. In so many ways they are thinking, but Krishna says this is all raskalna. Therefore he says, Kosid Vetimam Tototo. Actually what I am, that is known to very, very few men, only to the devotees, not to the common man. This is the idea. Krishna is not sectarian. Krishna is not Hindu. Krishna is not Indian. Krishna is not African. Krishna is nothing of this material world. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental. Simply by knowing Krishna, one becomes immediately liberated and goes back to Krishna. Simply by knowing Krishna. Janma karma me dibbam ji janati tato. This very thing again, tattva. His activities, his coming down, his work, they're all transcendental, big bomb, not ordinary. So, he is big bomb, he is transcendental. If anyone knows in truth, then what happens to him? Tatta diham punarjanmanaiti. Simply by knowing as he is, one becomes immediately liberated. Immediately. So therefore it is said, manusana, because if one would know Krishna as he is, he will immediately be liberated. So liberation is not so cheap thing. Therefore Krishna says, manusanam sahasyesu paschi vidimam tattata. Jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschi bhittimantam. So, you can understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said in the beginning of this chapter that jnanam make jnanam tiham savigya. It is a great science. It is not a speculative. It is not imagination. Just like sometimes they create, imagine God. The impersonal is, they think there is no God, God is not personal, but is impersonal. So you can imagine any form. That is askalna. That is not Krishna, that is not God. How, with your limited senses, imperfect senses, you can imagine God? Whatever you imagine, that is askalna. That is not Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasresu paschid vetimantattva. If you want to know Krishna, then you must become Krishna's devotee. Bhakti-amam-abhijanati. You cannot understand by your so-called scholarship, imaginative power. That is not possible. Athāpi te deva padāmbu jadda prasāda lesānu grihito evai jānāti tattam. Again, that tattam. One who has achieved a little favor of you, he can understand you by tattva, in truth. Athāpi te deva padāmbujatnam, prasāda padāmbujatnam, prasāda lesānu grihitayam, jānāti tattam, na chānna, na cha anna, chiram, for good, for many, many millions of years, vichinnan, simply by speculating. That is not possible. There are many places like that. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampradamya vayurathapi manasu munipangamana sappastisa vichintatate. if you simply speculate to understand God, He will remain inconceivable, even if you endeavor for millions and billions of years. That is not possible. In another place Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavante. Not only billions and billions, but after many billions and millions of births, Bhavanam Janvanam Ante, Jnanavan, when one is actually on the platform of knowledge, Mahangaparpadante, he surrenders to Krishna. Why? Because he understands at that time, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Subhullam. That is Mahatma. The Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. That will be explained. How Krishna is everything in this chapter. Jnanam tiham sabhijnanam. How Krishna is everything, that will be explained in this chapter. So, if we want to understand Krishna, it is not to be done by our scholarship. It may be this, it may be that. That is all asceticism. You should understand as Krishna says. Then you will understand Krishna. How you can understand? You are so imperfect. You cannot understand even yourself. You do not know what you are. You are thinking that you are body. I am thinking I am this body. The bodily concept is the business of the cows and the asses. How the cows and asses can understand Krishna? They cannot understand. If you want to understand Krishna, then you should hear from Krishna and take it as it is. Then you will understand. If you are fortunate enough, then you will understand. Manushanam sahasye sukasthi jatati siddhaye jatatam visiddhyanam kasthi betimam tattata. Tattata means truth. You can understand that Krishna was an Indian. He was born in like that. Just like Arjuna also said, aparang bhavato janma parang janma bhuvasyata. Katham etat vijanyam. Jo, he also, Arjuna understood Krishna because Krishna, Arjuna was devotee of Krishna. But to clear the idea of Krishna as the rascal state, he asked this question, aparang bhavato janma, that your birth is, just recently, say 100 years ago, but the sun planet, millions, millions of years, how can I believe that you spoke this philosophy or science to the sun god, who was sun? So the reply was that, my dear Arjuna, you are my devotee. Whenever I appear, you also appear, but I remember what I spoke to the sun god. You are also present at that time with me, but you have forgotten. I am not forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna and Arjuna, or God and human. That is the difference. Vidaham samititam. Krishna, God knows everything, past, present and future. Just like in the Bhagavad, in the beginning, God means janmardasya jataha, from whom everything has emanated. So everyone can say, I have given birth to so many children, so many houses, so many factories, I am also God. No, you cannot be God. Because you do not know abhijna, you do not know the past, present and future. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu abhijna. Krishna is abhijna. Just like in our body, we are eating. How this eating, the substance is transformed into different secretion and again blood, again flesh, again bone. How this, we do not know. But it is actually happening. Annayat itaratesu. I know that I am eating. But, itaratesu. How this eating substance are transformed into bones, marrow, stool, that I do not know. Therefore I am not avijna. But about Krishna, it is said, avijna. He knows them. How this world is going on, how these planets are rotating, how seasons are changing. Jasyaanpayam bhramati sambhrita kala chakra. Actually, it is happening due to the rotation of the sun. Every scientist knows. But how the rotation of sun is going on, that they do not know. That we know. How? Like it is said in the Brahma Sangita, Jasyaanpayam bhramati sambhrita kala chakra. The sun is moving by his order. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Under my supervision, everything is going on. That is Krishna. Krishna is not ordinary thing. So one who tries to understand Krishna in truth, tattva, is very, very fortunate. Therefore he is called manushyanam sahasreshu. The fortune does not come to everyone and anyone. Out of millions of persons. Therefore, who have taken Krishna, who have understood Krishna in tattva, as far as his knowledge is concerned, is very, very fortunate. Ei rupe brahmanna bhumite kono bhagyavan ji, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we are wandering throughout the universe in many species of life. And when you come to this human form of life, if you are fortunate, or if you are fortunate to meet another fortunate devotee, then we can understand what is Krishna. Thank you very much.